USA Radio News.
Good afternoon. I'm James Kimmel. A federal jury has convicted California lawyer Michael Avenietti on charges that he defrauded former porn star client Stormy Daniels out of nearly $300,000 for penning a book about an alleged affair with former President Donald Trump. The FAA says a record number of laser beams were directed at aircraft in the United States last year. People on the ground have been shining their lasers at pilots in order to cause temporary blindness. ABC News reports the FAA received 9,700 laser strike complaints in 2021. Former Vice President Mike Pence was speaking in Florida this afternoon, attending the Federalist Society's Florida chapter conference.
After President Biden tried to mandate vaccines for 90 million Americans in businesses across America, and it was our new conservative majority on the Supreme Court that struck that mandate down.
This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
U.S. lawmakers are bracing for a possible imminent invasion of Ukraine by Russia. That as tensions mount between the two nations. TheHill.com reports House and Senate lawmakers were given classified briefings today by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Russia has declined to draw down more than 100,000 troops it has stationed near Ukraine's border. The Michigan Supreme Court has rendered a 4-3 opinion rejecting a challenge to the state's redistricting commission political maps. MLive.com reports the court concluded that the new political boundaries do not impede black voters' ability to elect their chosen candidates. The U.S. Central Command held a virtual briefing at the Pentagon this afternoon about last August's attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel John Naughton talking about a detonation near the airport and how evacuees responded.
So as the Chevron became largely impassable, they began to seek out and utilize alternate ingress routes to bypass Taliban checkpoints.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The economy is doing a little better than many economists forecasted. The Labor Department reported today that the unemployment rate rose slightly in January to 4%, up from 3.9% in December. President Biden is pleased about that.
America's job machine is going stronger than ever, fueling a strong recovery and opportunity for hardworking women and men all across this great country. America is back to work.
ABC News reports U.S. employers added 467,000 jobs in January. A show of unity in Beijing.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have met in Beijing as Moscow's deteriorating relationship with the West has pushed the countries to a more robust relationship. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin via a translator on Al Jazeera.
Deep historical traditions of friendship and mutual understanding have allowed us to take our relations to the next breakthrough level.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
It was more like foot brawl for a couple of fans planning to attend the NFC Championship game last Sunday at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood near Los Angeles. Police there tell CBS San Francisco that a 33-year-old L.A. man was arrested for the alleged assault of San Francisco 49ers fan Daniel Luna in the parking lot before the kickoff. And they've booked Brian Cifuentes Russell on felony assault. Luna was found unconscious after he fell and hit his head on the pavement. Police say he was put into a medically induced coma, but is now in stable condition. For USA Radio News, I'm James Gimmel.